Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We got Binkley in studio. Binkley, how you doing, my friend, man? It's good to see you, man.
Carrington, Rob, how we doing, my friends?
A lot to get into, man. Let's start with the Chiefs. I want to get your opinion on a couple of players. I want to get your opinion on Sunday's beatdown. Have you seen a team dominate another team at the professional level the way that we're talking about?
No.
The analogy that I've been using is it felt like an August game between Ohio State and Akron. That's what it was like. For you to have 30 plays for 95 yards to only get two first downs. One first down was because of penalty. So, like, just everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Raiders. They got dominated in every single facet of the game. Can you remember a team at this level, the NFL, that got dominated like we've seen the Raiders?
I haven't seen it. The Raiders are a weird team. You know, they beat the Patriots in week one, like in New England. That's crazy. The Raiders went to New England and won a game. I still can't believe
that's optimistic about the Raiders.
But that's why week one is a fool's gold, week one. Because week one, teams lose that are a good team, and teams win that suck. And obviously the Raiders beating the Patriots in New England is a big difference. And they were pasted by Indianapolis 40-6 this year. That game was at Indy. Then they turned around and beat the Titans. And that's not a great win. It's the Titans. They suck. But we're talking about NFL players. I mean, they're all pro players. That's the best of the best. Even if they are the Raiders. To get completely dominated like that. It's not like the Chiefs are the 85 Bears. It's not like they're the 2000 Ravens. They're 2025 Chiefs, and they completely and utterly had them crying. But again, this is what the Raiders get. They're dumb in what they do. They never have a rhyme or reason. And, you know, Tom Brady's there to try to fix things or whatever. But the Raiders, like the Chargers, decided to use our first-round picks on running backs. Again, how does that stop Mahomes? I'll ask that question again. This team in Kansas City's won 9 straight divisions. So the Raiders spend their first round pick. Listen, I love Ush and Jenny. I love that. But the Raiders need so much more than a running back. And the Chargers need so much more than a Marion Hampton. It's just weird that you have a team in your division with 9 straight titles and you go and draft running backs in the first round.
I mean, I feel like the problem for the Raiders is just, I mean, they missed on what we thought their foundation was going to be. Why you were optimistic about the Raiders, and I was coming into the season, was Geno was just a very steadying hand at quarterback. He has been anything but. I thought that Ashton Jeanty had a chance to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's not close to being in that conversation.
He should be, but that line sucks.
You and I were talking about Brock Bowers. He's one of the best tight end prospects we've seen in quite some time. He's been hurt for most of the season. So kind of what I thought the Raiders could potentially build their foundation on and having one of the better offenses in the league with Geno, Jeanty, and Bowers, none of those things have worked out for them.
And you have a coach where the quarterback worked with and said success with in Seattle. Pete Carroll's no joke. The guy's won twice at the college level. He's won once at the pro level. And if Russell Wilson doesn't throw an interception to the Patriots, Tom Brady has one less ring. And then Seattle has yet another ring for Pete Carroll in the pros. So, yeah, it's an accomplished head coach, and I'm shocked at the way they played. That was embarrassing.
You think Pete's coming back next year? Because I could definitely see a scenario in which Pete decides to stay home with his family.
I could see him moving on. He seems to be young in spirit, though. He's spry for his age, and I know they believe in him because he's won before, but you go out and have, you know, games like that. Now, guys look to be traded that you never expect to be traded, and I'm not expecting them to trade Max Crosby, and they shouldn't trade Max Crosby. It sucks that a talent like that is wasting away with the Raiders. But we're talking about a team that made the playoffs a couple years ago. We're talking about a team that fired Josh McDaniels after going 3-5. And then Antonio Pierce comes in and goes 5-4. Guess what? That cost them draft picks. Josh DeBoe with AP put it on Twitter, and he's absolutely right. He keeps saying this. This is why I don't advocate for firing coaches if you want to tank, if you want to suck, because the Raiders were in line for a good draft pick. Hell, they could have gotten Drake May. But no, no, no. They had to hire Antonio Pierce. The team played hard for him. He wins five games. See, that's dumb. You should just kept, if McDaniels was bad, just let him ride it out, man. Just let him ride it out and get that draft pick. Because you know what? A Drake May makes a big difference to your team.
I think this is the best the Chiefs have looked in 4 years. I mean, like right now at this exact point, if I'm talking about how complete I think their offense is, the way their defense is playing right now, I think this is the best version of the Chiefs since we've seen since 2021. Rob and I actually think that's the best Chiefs team we've seen during this era. You remember, they ran through the regular season so much to the fact we were asking if the Chiefs were bored in the regular season back in 2021. I think this little four-week stretch with this offense, with the way their defense is playing, I think this is the best they've looked in 4 years.
I think you guys are right if you go back to there. I've been saying that I think they're better than 24. I would take the 25 team over the 24 team.
I don't think it's that close right now.
On a neutral field, 100 days a year, just 100 out of 100, I'd pick the 25 Chiefs over the 24 Chiefs. And that was a team that won a division by four games from a division that had three teams in the playoffs and a team that went to the Super Bowl. So, yes, I'd take the 25 Chiefs over the 24 Chiefs. They're built all around. They're top five in offense and defense. I mean, this is exactly where the Chiefs want to be. You know, it's not, you know, being top offensive team when Mahomes first started playing and be, you know, last in scoring defense. We've seen them with the Chiefs. To be top five in both, when before, okay, last couple of years they've been good in defense, which is much better, been 15th in points per game the last 2 years. And to be top five in both at this point, I mean, that's an incredible testimony to this team and the creativity they're showing.
I think a major reason, at least why I feel the way that I feel, is I just think that this Chiefs offense has a chance to shut the door that I don't think last year's team had. I think last year's offense left the door open a lot last year, where they would get the ball back. The offense is up 7. You go down the field, you put a drive together, you can go up 14, and you can send everybody home. I don't think the Chiefs put too many of those drives together. I do think that this year's team has the ability to do that. I'm looking at their offense right now, and I don't really know what you take away. You try to take away Kelce. You got Rice and Worthy on the other side. You try to take away Rice. You got Worthy on the other side. Like, I'm looking at an offense now that I think can really attack from all angles. I don't think last year's offense could do that.
I don't think so either. And Rashee Rice, when healthy, he does a lot of the same things Kelce does, even though they're different positions, but they run a lot of the dirty routes, you know, across the middle. Rice isn't one of these, you know, flashy, over-the-top speed. He's fast, but he doesn't have the speed near the speed that Thornton does or Worthy does or Hollywood Brown does. I mean, he's, you know, kind of a middle-of-the-pack speed receiver, but he's got incredible hands, and he runs incredible routes. He's great yards after catch, and that's what the Chiefs are. I remember Mahomes' first year when he's in Kansas City, and they were asking him questions. He's like, yeah, my job is just to kind of put the ball in the hands of my playmakers, let them make plays. I mean, it's as simple as that, but it's what he does, just get the ball in their hands and let them make plays. But you have to have special players to do that. And I've seen better yards after catch from Hollywood Brown this year because he's usually catch and go straight down. We've seen him actually break some tackles and go forward. Kelce's breaking a lot of tackles. Hell, in the Lions game, he had 4 missed tackles. He had 5 all of last year, and he had 4 just in that game. And Rice is certainly one of those guys. But them doing creative things, and I know that play's getting a lot of attention where Mahomes is trying to draw him off sides, and he looks to the sideline like this, hey, this isn't working, and he runs that fake with that Maryland tee they were doing. Well, on the goal line, where they actually scored a touchdown, it's when they went back and did the single wing. Now, it's not talked about because there was an offsides by Mike Caliendo, so the play didn't count. But that was an easy touchdown run for the Chiefs because it was Mahomes in a three-point stance and Gardner Minshew in a three-point stance, like the old single wing. Now, you'll see that again with Minshew and Mahomes because that was just a simple variation. It was a pump pass there for Minshew, but they'll see him spin around. Like a true single wing, they'll spin around. And so Mahomes and Gardner Minshew will do that at some point. It's a different variation of what they ran on the goal line. I mean, they're just doing creative things and having fun. And not only that, but they always do it against the Raiders, which is funny because they try to experiment. Like, hey, we're playing the Raiders. Let's go ahead and throw this crap in.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Jay Binkley. He's joining us for the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some college as well. Missouri has a big game this weekend. KU and K-State both play each other this weekend as well. Let's talk about Christian Fulton. He has been a healthy DMP for each of the last 2 weeks. What do you think is going on there? Because this is my theory. I think he just kind of got behind the eight ball. He wasn't available in training camp. He wasn't available in preseason. Those snaps are now going to somebody else. You dealt with an injury at the very beginning of the season. Now other guys have just kind of taken your spot. That, yeah, you're getting paid. You made good money in the offseason. But now I think the defense has kind of settled in with who they like, who they trust, and who they're moving forward with. And I'm not really sure if he's in the huddle. I think aside from an injury, I don't really see how Christian Fulton gets back on the field.
You're 100% right on that. And Andy Reid is truly a you-can't-meet-the-club-in-the-tub guy. Because you always hear that, except for a Mahomes, except for a Chris Jones, except for a Kelsey. Like, he's big on that. He's big on guys that are practicing, just like, you know, through the years. If you're not practicing on Friday, that's why we always wait to see the injury report on Friday, right? Who practiced? Who's practicing on Friday? Because there's been very few people that haven't practiced on Friday that end up playing on Sunday. Now, it has happened with guys like Chris Jones and whatever, but sometimes if it's going to be a Hall of Famer, you're like, you know, do whatever. It's kind of like Lawrence Taylor treatment with the New York Giants. But typically, Andy Reid is, if you're not out there helping produce, we're not going to play you. And last year we saw, you know, Jalen Watson go ahead of Josh Williams. I thought Josh Williams may have the upper hand on Watson, but that's clearly not been the case. Watson's been the better player. And I think Noel Williams has really surprised him with his physicalness, how good he is at sticking to receivers, and his playmaking ability on defense. And I think that's been a real surprise to him. I mean, the Chiefs are the best corner since the Jerry Sneed, in my opinion. Yes, Trent McDuffie's a great cover corner and all that, but I'm saying all-around toughness type of dude was Jerry. This is a little Jerry Sneed that actually practices.
Yeah, I'm looking at right now the defensive snap counts, and you know I'm really big on snap counts and who's on the field and who's not on the field. I mean, I would have never had guessed what would have, like, what's happened with Christian Fulton. I mean, these are the only players who have played fewer snaps this season than Christian Fulton. Joshua Williams, who is a player right now whose name is being thrown out there. Williams clearly outside the huddle when just talking about in terms of the rotation when it comes to.
And by the way, I'm surprised he wasn't traded at the end of training camp. I thought really before they set the roster, he was going to be that one guy that they moved. Because he can't get any more than the sixth or seventh round pick for Williams. You know, if you can get that. Because Chiefs have five picks right now. They don't have a sixth. They don't have a seventh. They were in the trades.
I'm not giving you anything for Joshua Williams.
So they have six picks because they have 2 fourth-rounders. But, yes, yeah, I wouldn't do it either. But I do feel that he was on the trade market right there before they set the roster. I really felt they wanted to deal him.
I guess, actually, I'll clarify with this. If I'm going to trade for Joshua Williams, I'm interested in a flip. I'm interested in you've got a six, we've got a six, let's swap. We keep our pick. We move down a little bit, but we pick up a player. I mean, we're talking about a guy that you don't think can make your rotation, basically a special teams. Like, you'd kind of have to be in a dire situation to trade for Josh.
And the
like,
Chiefs don't have those late-round picks to flip because they've used them.
You'd have to be the Lions to me to trade for Josh. Like, you'd have to be really, really injury deficient right now on the back half of the defense to be scouring to go get Joshua Williams.
Yeah, the Chiefs don't need pick swaps at this point. They actually need picks.
But I'm looking at like the guys that Fulton has played more than. It's Jeffrey Bosa, Malik Herring, and Cooper McDonald. Those are the only defensive players that he's played so far with. Like, that's the group. Like, Jack Cochran has played more defensive snaps than Christian Fulton. This is the guy that you gave 2 years, $20 million yeah. to, guaranteed his signing bonus and his contract this year and $5 million next year. They made a significant investment in Christian Fulton for him to not be on the field.
No, I'm with you, and I was excited when they made the move. I know he's often injured. But you kind of got to put that to the side and hope things change. Like, that's always the hope. You bring in a guy that's injured often, and you hope it changes. But oftentimes when you're new to a team, it's not like he's been here 3 and 4 years and has built up Andy Reid's trust. He's got to earn it, man. I don't care how much money you make. And it's a good thing about Andy Reid is he literally didn't care what kind of money you made, what round you were picked. And I always appreciate that from a coach that'll do that kind of stuff. He's got to earn his trust, and he just never did it at this point and doesn't fit in really to the scheme. I mean, I've always liked the guy when he's played.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Jay Binkley here going through the Chiefs. We'll get to college football here coming up in just a little bit. Let's go through some of the defensive line options that are out there. Someone on the text line threw out Calais Campbell as a possibility. It would make sense to me.
I actually like that one.
Older veteran player on a one-year deal. Team's not going anywhere. Would he be interested in accepting a trade, going to somewhere for the final 8-9 weeks of the season and potentially helping out? Jalen Phillips is also a name that's been thrown out there. He's on the last year of a rookie contract, a first-round deal, so this year is fully guaranteed for him. That kind of me seems like the Veach special. He's a guy who's dealt with injuries before, but obviously a guy who tested very well, was drafted very well, a good prospect coming out of college, just hasn't really turned into the player people thought. A lot of that's been due to injury. He tore his Achilles 2 years ago, tore his ACL last year.
I like Calais Campbell a lot in this situation. I know he's 39, but he's got 5 sacks. To me, he's a more productive player even than Jalen Phillips at Jalen Phillips' age. And Jalen Phillips had a hard time staying on the field. He was great as a rookie. I mean, this guy was getting Defensive Rookie of the Year consideration, everything. He had those 8.5 sacks his rookie year when he came out of UCLA. But then he's been hampered by injuries the last couple of years. Well, that's okay for a short-term rental, but you got to play, man. You got to be consistent, be on the field. Andy Reid's got to trust that you're going to be on the field. And Jalen's had a productive year. Calais is perfect for me because of his age, and it's not a long-term contract. It's just bringing him in. He knows the deal. He's here through the playoff run. He's a Terrell Suggs. He's a Melvin Ingram. He's whatever. You bring in a veteran, which this clubhouse is really structured. It's not whimsy like it would fall. It's not made of bamboo. It's made of concrete. You know, you bring a guy in, it's a solid foundation of a clubhouse. But this is a good clubhouse guy. Remember Terrell Suggs came in here and they all started taking notepads like he did? Yeah. And this is a more productive version of Terrell Suggs. So I do like Campbell a lot.
I don't know why the Chiefs just didn't go get one of these players from the very, very beginning. I mean, you could have got Calais Campbell at the very beginning of the season for a $5 million deal. Now, maybe he just wanted to be somewhere it's warm. Maybe he's got family there. I don't know all his backstory. But, I mean, you would think that there would have been a contending team for a guy with a proven track record like Campbell on a one-year, $5 million deal. I'm surprised that more teams weren't in on him at the very beginning of the season.
Yeah, that one-year deal. I think teams were afraid of the age. I think they saw the age because they, you know, fall off that cliff real fast in the NFL. And I think people were afraid of it because, you know, he's with the Dolphins back in 24, just that one-year deal in Arizona. But I truly think teams were afraid of that age when it came to him. But is this a perfect guy this time of year? Yeah. Hey, if you're Brett Veach, go play somewhere else, that's fine. But come here for the last couple of months, because if you look at the schedule for the Chiefs, it is very enticing. For December on. I love their schedule. We're talking road trips like Tennessee and Vegas. Come on now. Tennessee and going out to Arrowhead West. It's the perfect setup for the Chiefs. But, yeah, the Campbell makes perfect sense for the Kansas City Chiefs because it's kind of what they do.
I want to play this audio for you. This is Nate Taylor. This is him talking about Omar Norman Lott, his injury, and what that means for the depth on the defensive line.
Omar Norman Lott, as I wrote on ESPN.com and alluded to this on Twitter, like, he was going to start getting more snaps outright than like Jerry Tillery and Derek Nnadi to expedite his progress. Well, now he's got the ACL tear. He's out for the season. Just a devastating injury for a guy who has dealt with a number of injuries this year.
How long until they start calling around on teams at defensive?
I would say Monday.
Okay.
You get another sample size with the games that have been played on Sunday. I think logically you can start making significant calls with like real intention behind them Monday before you play. You might check in now just to get a feel, but like nothing serious. You know, I'd be a little bit more surprised if either side, you know, was willing to initiate a trade right now just because of what you said for maybe the teams that will eventually be sellers. But, you know, you have until November 4th. So there's no it's not like you have to rush in order to get compensation right now from a contending team.
But the Chiefs
like
are going to add somebody, right? I'd be surprised if they added no one.
Yes, that would be the assumption.
Yeah, I'm with Cody there at the end. I suspect the Chiefs are going to add a defensive lineman between now and November 4th. The question is who, and then I think the second question is, does that player make a difference? They did this last year. They traded a sixth-round pick for Joshua Uche. We all went on his Pro Football Reference page. We saw that he had 11.5 sacks a couple of years ago. We got all excited about the possibility of putting him in Spags' defense and that he was going to unlock something. Nothing happened. He couldn't get on the field. And now you look in Philadelphia. I mean, he plays like 30% of the snaps there. So he's just another rotational piece for them. So I guess to me, the question now with the Chiefs is, and I think this is the biggest question leading into the Buffalo game, who are they thinking about potentially adding? And if they add that player, are they committed to putting him on the field and giving him a chance? They never put Joshua Uche on the field. Maybe he could have helped him. Maybe he couldn't. But you certainly can't help him from the sideline.
It's good to be a scheme fit that they know they can play right away. Because, again, they're not looking for long-term answers. This is pushing all in for this season when you still got Chris Jones before, you know, you fall off that cliff. Kelsey's probably last year. But you push all in now, and Brett Veach is this younger GM type that'll do these kind of things. Unfortunately, he didn't have the draft capital ready to play with. Like, he didn't have that draft capital to go out there and really do a lot of maneuvering. That's why this Calais Campbell might be a good situation for the Chiefs. Late round pick swaps are really not an option at this point. Maybe a Jalen Phillips, somebody like that. I'm not wild about that, but he is out there, and Bradley Chubb's out there, but that's going to come cost you a lot more money. I'm more of the running back situation. I know you're set right now, and the Chiefs like what they see in Breshard.
You and I are the only two people that feel this way.
And they like this combination of Kareem Hunt. But all of a sudden, when we thought Kareem Hunt was hurt against the Raiders, it's like, oh, crap. Like you don't know how long he's out. Then you see the reports that he's just fine. Kelsey goes and tells what, Tracy Wolfson, he's fine. And that was great. But you're one play away. So all of a sudden, not having that depth that you think you did. Because Andy Reid loves it now, because Breshard's his pass-catching back like Pirine. Kareem Hunt, your grinder. You know, at picking up third downs like crazy and fourth downs like crazy. He's been awesome at the 1 yard.
What's Isaiah Pacheco's role? Because I'm with you. The other two have a very defined role. What's Pacheco's role?
He can't catch, and they're trying to get motivated. They're hoping to catch that lightning in a bottle contract here, that he catches that contract year for somebody else and just has that, you know, enthusiasm. Like, he had. I'll give him credit. The guy's placed a lot of enthusiasm. But you're one play away from all of a sudden having Elijah Mitchell come off your deactive list, which – you know, you talk about Fulton being a doghouse. This guy completely is. He can't even get on the field, man.
I haven't seen him.
Like, Elijah Mitchell's here. He's got that 4.32 speed. I mean, he's holding break glass in case of emergency. You know, what are they doing? Yes. Would I take a Breece Hall because he's undrafted free agent? Yes. Next year? Yes. Would I want an Alvin Kamara in this offense for short term? I know he's 30, but for $6 million, or you could get away from the deal next year, which they wouldn't do. They wouldn't pick up that option for next year, even though he re-upped here recently, which is ridiculous for his age. But I mean, this guy's Kareem Hunt's age. He's got to understand who he is. But I'll say this. I can't imagine somebody else out there that I think would fit more in an Andy Reid offense than Alvin Kamara. And I know he doesn't want to be traded. He's going to go to the beach and drink what Mai Tais if he's traded, right? And we said it's pina coladas or something like that because he didn't want to move. Did play at Hutch JUCO. So, hey, you know, it's not exactly in the area, but it kind of is in the state of Kansas. But, yeah, I'm more for – I understand defensive line. I see all these reports Chiefs are interested in defensive line. An edge. Well, no crap. No crap. Just look at the Chiefs roster and what they are. Of course they're interested in that. I would be more interested in running backs as well.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Binkley. Binkley, two teams I want to ask you about. If you're a believer, we'll get to college coming up after the commercial break. Are you a believer in the Indianapolis Colts? That was a nice win for them on Sunday.
Yeah, that win. Yeah, Daniel Jones got a chip on his shoulder. I do like players with chips on their shoulder. Jonathan Taylor's a stud. And Tyler Warren is completely a stud. And I just think it's funny that people are not giving the Bears more crap. Like, everybody loves the Bears.
It never made any sense to me why they took Loveland over.
They took Colson Loveland at 10. Tyler Warren's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler Warren would have made a difference for that offense. Colson Loveland didn't even start. Komet starts for him. I mean, his production's down. Like, no one cares. Like, the Bears continue to draft the wrong guy. And they didn't take Tyler Warren, which is an absolute stud. That's a great fit for Indianapolis. This guy's on a touchdown tear at this point. So that's a big reason why they're for real. But, yeah, I know they went out to the Chargers. They're down three tackles at this point. Amari Hampton is on injured reserve. But they handled them, man. And they handled them in L.A. And I thought that was a real kind of litmus test. Who's going to get the win number five? It's going to be the Chargers or the Colts. So, yeah, they certainly showed me something with that win against the Chargers. I mean, I wouldn't say great upper echelon, but that's a good team that will be a playoff team.
Are you a believer in the Broncos?
I was, and I guess I am coming back 33 points in the fourth quarter scoring. That shows a lot. It was really baffling only beating the Jets by 2, but that's what you chalk up to. London games are weird. I mean, Justin Fields was minus 10 yards, and you only beat him by 2. That was one of our circa picks, by the way, wasn't it, Rob? And they got to beat them by 7, but it's a different story. But that defense is great. Pass rush is elite. I mean, they're doing things with pass rush. They went into this week with 30 sacks, with only 20 being in second place. I mean, they're still number one in the NFL in sacks. I do believe in that defense, and I was more a fan of Bo Nix and what he did last year than what he's doing this year. But I do like J.K. Dobbins. I do think Denver's a solid football team. So, yes, I do believe in them. Yeah, I do think they're the second-best team in the AFC West.
I would say just right now, I think the Chiefs are in two completely different fights. They're in a fight for the division. I don't think the Chargers – like right now, the Chiefs and the Chargers have the same record. The Chiefs are going to win more games down the stretch Denver, I look at their schedule. Denver's going to make this a very interesting race. You aren't winning this year by four games the way that you did last year. You're not lapping the field. And they're in a legitimate race for the one seed. Now, all the important games are still there. You play the Broncos twice. You play the Colts. You play the Bills coming up. So, like, we're going to have a pretty clear picture, I would say, in a month's time after you get past the game against the Commanders, if the Chiefs are realistic options for the one seed or not. Coming up on the other side, we'll keep talking football. We got Binkley here in studio. Let's transition to college football. Missouri has a big game on the road against Vanderbilt. KU and K-State play each other this weekend. Real big local college football. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we got Bink in studio. Random questions coming up in just a bit. Bink, let's start with Kansas and Kansas State. Both of these coaches need this for very different reasons. If you are Lance Leipold, you have a sixth-year quarterback who has all the experience in the world. You're a home favorite. You've been the better, more consistent team this year. Your program has invested more money in football than in any other time in the program's history, and you got a wounded K-State coming to your building. You got to figure out a way to end this streak. If you're Chris Klieman, you've had a down year. K-State is not having a typical K-State year. I don't think they're going to a major marquee bowl, but you know what would be really great to say at the end of the year? At least we beat Kansas again. You lose this game, you are possibly missing a bowl game this year. Like, you got to find three wins on that schedule. You're eliminated from any Big 12 conversation, and you lost to KU. I don't think it's going to be a fun offseason for Chris Klieman. Both of these coaches really need this game on Saturday.
They do, and I thought Klieman was kind of at a crossroads earlier this year because the team just wasn't playing like K-State teams. The energy wasn't there. K-State's usually a full energy type of team. Whether they have talent or not, it's always that full energy. But they got it back, man. Even their last game before the bye week, they did score twice defensively, and that was big for Kansas State getting back into that realm. For Kansas, it's about stopping the run. They just can't do it. I mean, they're playing like the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. You can't stop running backs. They're last in the Big 12 at stopping the run, and teams just running like crazy on them, just like what Texas Tech did to them on the ground a couple of weeks. That was ridiculous. But they need to stop the streak. Kansas needs to beat them for the first time with the 16-game streak going to Kansas State. But you're right. And oftentimes we've seen those great basketball teams in a conference, and the team that upsets them, that's the pelt on the wall. That's what they look forward to. Hey, we're not going to the tournament, not doing anything else, but we beat so-and-so. We beat this top five team, this top 10 team. And for Kansas, Kansas State, yeah, that's big. You're in-state rival. Recruiting and everything else, if all things are considered the same. Is Kansas now on the same par as us? Kansas State has to ask themselves, are they getting to that point? But, yeah, saying you beat Kansas would be big for that program. And saying you beat Kansas State and you stop the streak of what's been going on in the recruiting battle when you're basically fighting over a lot of the same guys, that goes a long way. So, yeah, this has now become one of those games of it doesn't really matter. You're not going to win the national title, not going to win this conference. You're only – thing you can play for at this point, actually, you know, Klieman can coach for his job, and now they can go out and which they got to keep him because look at all these openings out there now. You're not going to get the best of the best in situations like that. But yeah, this is a big win for both if they do it. I'm looking forward to watching it. I think it'll be extremely competitive.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm if you're Kansas, you got to start thinking win. If you don't win this one, like all the things are lined up right now for you to finally get this monkey off your back and just move on.
Jalen Daniels freaking coming back, man. I mean, it's
who you got?
Can't waste that.
I think KU wins. Like if you're asking me right now, feed to my fire. If you gave me a $100 free bet on FanDuel and said you got to bet on this game, I'd bet on KU on the money line to win this game.
If they can be better at stopping the run, I would favor Kansas because it's in Lawrence. If this game is in Manhattan, 100% going K-State. But because it's in Lawrence, I'm going to go Kansas.
I don't want to see Rob's face if he has to leave. If he has to walk out of that stadium.
I'm just saying, Rob's a big fan.
If Rob has to walk out of David Booth Memorial Stadium with a loss, I don't know. I don't know if he psychologically will be able to recover from this one.
You mean gold, same situation, you know, these Kansas guys we're with.
Let's talk about Missouri's game against Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
This is a playoff game, in my opinion. Both of these teams have one loss in the SEC. This feels like an elimination game.
Because Vanderbilt would be in the playoffs right now.
100%.
Vanderbilt 10. I mean, ESPN did their bracket the other night. Vanderbilt 10. That's why Missouri to win this game, huge.
I think both teams control their own destiny if they win this game or not. Now, you still got to handle your own business. Missouri plays A&M at home. They go on the road to play Oklahoma. But if you can go on the road and get what is perceived to be a very big win against a program right now that is clearly on the up and up, that's a huge win for Missouri. If you're Vanderbilt, and your only loss is on the road against Alabama, you beat LSU, you beat Missouri, you don't have a big stumble down the stretch. Vanderbilt also controls their own destiny when talking about the playoff.
I mean, both these teams can't overlook the other one. I mean, just if they win, yeah, it's great, but Vanderbilt has to go to Texas. I understand Texas hasn't been the team we expected in the past, but they did paste Oklahoma with the number one defense in the country.
I think Vanderbilt's better than Texas is.
Vanderbilt's tough, and other SEC teams are having a hard time figuring that out and realizing it. Vanderbilt's very good. And this is a tough game. Then Missouri has to turn around and play an A&M that is undefeated. But Texas A&M has to go to LSU. And they had a real fight against Arkansas this past weekend. Yeah, it's a huge game. And, yeah, Vanderbilt's a fun story, man. I love the Pittsburgh State connections there. Their offensive coordinator won a national title at Pittsburgh State. He was with Jerry Kill at New Mexico State. He was there recruiting Diego Pavia when he was at New Mexico State. Jerry Kill is still on that sideline as an offensive consultant. You know, the former New Mexico State coach, Tim Beck, was with him. I mean, there's a lot of connections to Pittsburgh State with Vanderbilt. It's kind of a nice story.
I mean, we know
this. And it's the first top 10 they've had since 1947.
I mean, we know this when it comes to football, but it really just goes to show you the value of culture, coach, and quarterback. I mean, Indiana had never won 9 games in a college football season. Last year, they get the right coach. Year one, they make the college football playoff. Year two, they go on the road and beat Oregon. They're the second-ranked team in college football. You look at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt has been bad our entire life. Vanderbilt has been the team that you schedule for homecoming in the SEC.
It's true.
Vanderbilt's ranked number 10 right now, and I don't know why Diego Pavia is not getting more conversation for the Heisman Trophy. Like, that player is the embodiment of what the Heisman should be.
He's moving up to about fifth in odds at this point. And he is. And Indiana's a great story. There's 3 draftable receivers on that team. I really like Surratt on that team of receivers. And Mendoza could be the first quarterback taken. Let's be honest, he is. And a lot of people looking at that with Fernando Mendoza. He did come from Cal. They lost 2 important pieces. They lost Jack Endries, their tight end, who transferred to Texas. They lose Mendoza to Indiana. Let's not forget, this was the first FBS team to get to 700 losses. They currently have the most losses of any team in college football with 715. So what they're doing in Indiana is incredibly impressive. Cignetti hit the transfer portal hard when he first got to Indiana, but they are solid. And when you're looking at four draftable pros on that offense, yeah, that's a tough offense to beat, but they're legit. Vanderbilt is, and teams are having a hard time realizing, hey, Indiana's good. Hey, Vanderbilt's good. And now they're having a hard time saying, well, Missouri's good too. So it's not an easy out for anybody.
Give me a story right now in college football that you don't think is getting nearly enough conversation. I'll throw one out there. Virginia has a chance of winning the ACC. Like, that's a team that everybody's so focused on Georgia Tech, and I certainly get it. Louisville goes on the road, pulls off that big win against Miami. Virginia, they won that game against Florida State. You look at their schedule the rest of the way, like, Virginia could very easily steal one of those spots in the ACC championship game and be 60 minutes away from being in the college football playoff. That is a realistic possibility.
And also the overtime games they've had, the overtime games that Virginia's had. I think the underlying story kind of is what Louisville did. They were a one-loss team that went down to Miami and won. And great receiver in Christopher Bell will be a top three wide receiver in the draft this year. But Jeff Brohm and what he does, being that kind of giant killer and what he does. But Miami had a great resume. I mean, they beat Notre Dame. They've beaten South Florida. That's another ranked team, actually a playoff team if it ended today. You'd have Notre Dame and South Florida and what they've done to Florida State at Florida State. And they beat Louisville in overtime, Virginia did. So their one loss was to, who you say, Virginia at that point. So, yeah, so I'd say Louisville's kind of a story that people aren't talking about. Yeah, Virginia's won two games in overtime. They had a double overtime game against Florida State that they won. There's something about winning these games, too.
That's one of the craziest field stormings I've ever seen in my life.
Louisville was overtime. And the other thing, the other storyline, I think, too, is you can't kill Georgia off. Like, as bad as they've looked at times, as stagnant as that offense.
They were on the ropes in the fourth quarter against Ole Miss and got themselves off.
But you couldn't stop. They didn't punt. There was only two punts in that Ole Miss game, and both of them were Ole Miss in the second half. But Gunnar Stockton put himself back up there, you know, as far as he ran for 59 yards, threw for all those yards, and they were using a backup tight end, lucky to get those touchdowns. But Georgia's always reminded me of the Chiefs. You know, they won back-to-back national championships. The Chiefs win. You think you got them beat, but you don't knock them out. You let them linger around like Tennessee did. They kept letting them linger around, and then Georgia's going to smack you in the mouth. They're going to take the win and go home. And you're going to go home with an L in the fetal position. That's what teams have done for years with Georgia. You know, they go in there, and they end up finding a way to lose like Ole Miss did this weekend.
Coming up on the other side, it's time for Random Question Time with Binkley, 913-586-7965. If you got a question, now's the time to ask Binkley. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bink, has anybody ever called you Unk before?
No.
Okay. I was just curious.
No?
I just wanted to know.
Should they?
I was wondering. I was
curious. Call Shannon Sharp then?
Yeah. I know.
What's
someone
it mean?
On the text line wanted to know.
What's it mean?
Like uncle, it's like a term of endearment, like OG or something.
Yeah, no one's called
like,
me
you
Unk.
Know, if you saw like a kindly older black man, you go and be like, hey, what's up, Unk?
What's up, Unk?
And he would just, you know.
Okay.
He
no
would,
one's called me that.
That's why I was wondering. I didn't know. That's why the
they
text
call me a lot of names I can't mention. But
that's why I wanted to ask you. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in just a bit. But right now, I don't want to talk about the Chiefs because right now this segment is all about you, Binkley. You want to know why? What time is it?
Let me check. Oh, random question time!
Binkley, I actually want to play this for you because someone asked, would you do this? And I think you are the perfect person to ask this to. This audio comes courtesy of Fox 5 in Atlanta.
Forget big weddings. Now it's the proposal that's breaking the bank. Couples are dropping serious cash just to pop the question, with some proposals now costing more than the honeymoon or even the ceremony itself. According to the New York Post, one man spent over $14,000, including a private rooftop setup. Another couple flew to Portugal, shelled out $17,000, complete with designer watches, drone footage, a luxury hotel. Experts say it's all about the wow moment and the Instagram likes to prove it, and is being driven by influencers. So what do you think about the pricey trend? Let us know.
So what do you think about the pricey trend? Let us know.
Idiotic. Dumb, man. I mean, the odds are kind of flip a coin, man. Is it going to last or not? Spending that kind of jack on that, it's ridiculous. Because if you get divorced in a year or two, which does happen all the time, you're at that money. You think, man, this money could have gone towards a car, could have gone into house payment, could have paid off some college loans or some other loans. This money could have gone many other places besides on your finger after you just left me and took my retirement fund.
How did you propose?
Pulled over on the side of the road. It was it didn't cost a damn thing.
Did you have this plan before? Or
no.
I just want to know the backstory.
No, I waited until we got to Missouri.
Couldn't do it over there.
No, I had to wait until I was in Missouri.
You pulled off to the side of the road like you were placing a bet. That's all. You know, a lot of us have done that before. You got to drive just over to the Kansas side. You got to be like.
It was before that. It was something in my tire or something like that. But before that. But yes, the Kansas casino is very alluring. But this was before the Kansas casino.
Okay. I just was wondering. 913-586.
And in case you're wondering, text line, it didn't last.
7965. Binkley, do you like garage beer?
Beers in a garage?
No, the Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce brand garage beer.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just, you know, it's good beer. I mean, I like this type of year. I like the seasonal beers and stuff like that. You can't replace my Coors Light, man. I'm like your Miller Lite, C-Dot. You find something you really like and you just go to that jam, man.
To
that jam. So, yeah, it's fine beer, but you got to get in my heart, man. And right now it's not in my heart.
I had the garage beer one time. It just didn't taste like anything.
I thought it tasted fine.
Yeah, I just didn't really get any. It didn't have enough oomph for me.
I mean, it's a rapid consumption beer.
I definitely got that from it.
Yeah, you can definitely drink a few.
Do they come in bottles? I've only seen it in cans.
I've just seen the cans.
Yeah, I've only seen it in cans.
It's one you can sit down and drink, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever the hell you want. But it's not going to kill you.
I'm more of a bottle person than a can person. Is that kind of standard?
Bottle of Miller Lite?
Yeah, I'm more of a. I don't know if that's like a standard thing.
What's a good night for you? 3 down, 4 down.
Two's,
hell, you go 6 pack.
Two's fine. I don't need
really
two.
How long does it take you for two?
I mean, I can drink two pretty quickly.
So you're two and done. Then you're on the Gatorade or whatever.
It's two and then I don't need another one.
It's Friday or Saturday night, man. You don't have a show in the morning. Sometimes I know you do on the weekends. Sometimes
Try six, man. Just see.
Okay, that's.
Don't drive.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Call me Rob.
Rob, have you tried this garage beer? Do you like it?
I've had it. I feel like it tastes like Miller Lite to me. Like that's the taste I get. I've had it on draft at a bar, and I was like, oh, they have it on draft. I might as well have it. I've also had the garage beer lime. That I wouldn't recommend.
Well, that's a good comparison because it's not what you'd think of an Oktoberfest or something like that. Rob likes IPAs and stuff like that. I mean, that's garage beer's not that.
Binkley, are you handing out candy on Halloween?
No. I've done the full-size candy bars before. But one time I put a full, thing out there because I was busy. And the little bastards took it. And from that day on, I'm like, nah. You took all the damn candy. You took the damn bowl. What you did with this, I don't know. So once you did that, take care. Lights off. I'm watching
they
football.
They took the whole bowl?
Took the whole damn bowl, man. I put a sign and said, hey, be careful. They took everything. Once that happened, done. Done.
Okay.
I'll go to, I'll get full-size candy bars of the kids I like or something like that. But the whole give the neighborhood candy, that ended quickly.
Do you like scary movies?
I used to like the Friday the 13th or Freddy Krueger one, stuff like that. But I'm not a huge movie guy anyway.
Okay, I just was...
Huge movie guy.
Have you ever been to a haunted house before?
When I was a kid, I went to those Edge of Hell or something like that. Those ones you spend way too much money on. Hell, they're like $60 now, aren't they? Something like that.
Yeah, I don't fool.
I wouldn't go with it. I went to like one as a kid, like just one. And that was it. And I was done. I was like, this sucked. Done.
Text line 913-586-7965. Great question. IHOP or Waffle House?
Waffle House, man. I think Waffle House is one of the five finest establishments in America. I mean, honestly, it never closes. There's no reason for a lock. It's open 365, 24 hours a day, and you can go in there anytime. And I've loved going there. There was a place I used to go to Kentucky all the time, and it was home of the meanest waitress in Kentucky. And I've always been impressed, too, C-Dot, because they don't use fancy computers or anything. They don't write things down. They yell things at the cook. Hey, this is what they put the whole order. They remember it. Like, they remember it, and they got your order right there. I've had Waffle House on Christmas before, and what many people don't realize is Waffle House has their own music. They cut their own music. There's actually a Waffle House theme song in their jukebox. But it's a very economical deal. I love the Waffle House.
There's a Waffle House theme song?
There absolutely is a Waffle House theme
Rob,
song.
Rob, can you find this? Have you ever heard the Waffle House jingle before? I've never heard this
before. They got a whole album out.
Do you have an order? Because I actually don't get waffles when I go there. I get the omelet. I also get the hash brown.
I love an omelet.
I really love their grits. I had an omelet for breakfast today.
The hash browns are great. Man, I do get the waffles, though.
Binkley, I'm sad that our time has come to a close.
Let's go to Waffle House.
Is there a little bit of wisdom that you would like to leave people with as they are driving home from work?
Sure. Save the Halloween costumes for your kid. Don't you and the wife go on the Halloween costume because nobody needs to see your pictures on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. It's a kid's holiday. Don't forget it.
I don't know if I can advocate now. I understand why I don't want you wearing one, but the wife... I don't mind if she wears a Halloween costume. You know, that's actually one
like
of
a
my
zombie or something?
That's actually one of my favorite days on Instagram is the Halloween time. So well, I can see what
as long as it's like a naughty nurse or something, well, not a zombie.
Yeah, I mean I feel like that's the purpose of Halloween is they can dress up and be whatever they want. That's what I really enjoy about Halloween. So that I can't fully endorse that message from Jay Binkley. I can't fully endorse it. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Chiefs, there are a couple of players that are being rumored to come to Kansas City. There are a couple of players who have been rumored to be out of Kansas City. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.